Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan here. Evan will be back with us on Monday. We'll follow Yankee baseball Monday afternoon game on the Fan. Boy, and I love our TV partner, SNY. They can't wait to pop up the Yankees' worst record since whatever. They've thrown that one up there. You love that graphic. Yankees and Rays going to get going. I have your lineup. I'll give it to you in a little bit. Plus, an interesting comment from a prominent Met. The rivalry is on between the Yankees and Mets. We'll play that audio coming up in a little bit. But first, it's 5 o'clock.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. All right, Tiki, I've been going through, getting my football feels. We've been watching Hard Knocks, training camp starting. We had a dead week without baseball. Mm-hmm. I have formulated what I think is an ironclad list compared to yesterday's basketball movie list. And that is the top five most important non-quarterbacks to New York football's success for 2024.
Ooh. So this is including the Giants
and the Jets. Okay? Like, and you'll understand why. Obviously, the full disclosure, Sauce Gardner not on the list. I expect the best from him.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
It is Tyron Smith. Been banged up plenty at the end of his Cowboy tenure. He needs to stay healthy. They did draft Olu Fashanu, but in a win-now team, you'd rather Tyron Smith show Olu Fashanu the way and not need to rely on him to be your left tackle.
Right, left tackles are always important, especially when you have older quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like Aaron Rodgers is. The last thing you want is to see what happened last year where he's just scrambling around early and puts too much stress on his body. And tears an Achilles. So I agree with you. Left tackle is, I mean, we talk about it all the time, how important it is, particularly for the Jets. It's important.
Yeah, if Tyron Smith is not healthy this year, that, I wouldn't say sound the panic alarms, but that would give me cause for concern with Aaron Rodgers off the Achilles injury. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Breece Hall.
Mm.
Now, here's the truth. If Rodgers is healthy all year, I went back and I wanted to make sure I confirmed this. When Aaron Rodgers started to play poorly, it was when the cold weather really started to turn in Green Bay, December, January. In fact, just go back to when the Packers were eliminated by the Lions 2 years ago on that Week 17 game. So why is Breece Hall important? Breece Hall's got to be healthy all year, and they got to almost watch his carries earlier in the year because if the Jets are going to pad their stats early in this year, win some games, the end of the year, Tiki, this team almost needs to kind of turn away and go, now it's Breece Hall's offense and ride that horse into the playoffs.
I wonder what kind of player he's going to be in an important season down the stretch, because it's something that running backs have to pride themselves in being, and that's available and still effective in week 15, 16, and 17. Now, I don't doubt that he's going to be that, but we haven't seen it yet because last year the season was a wash.
Like, right.
I mean, those games were, I guess, important for positioning stakes or I don't know, continuity stakes or saving whatever you could salvage out of the season stakes. But
whatever manufactured importance you had.
Exactly. It wasn't real. It wasn't real importance other than pride.
Right.
I think this year, Breece Hall is going to be counted on to do a lot.
If you have big dreams about the Jets, I promise you, those dreams are not achieved unless Breece Hall is running wild December, January.
I want to put him in that conversation with those guys that are dependent on running backs. Because there's certain teams that are.
Yeah.
Right? The 49ers are. And Chris McCaffrey's probably going to get some breaks this year. Because,
doesn't a team with a 40-year-old quarterback have to be?
Right. But I'm just saying, like, certain teams have a guy, and we only think of one guy, but even the 49ers went and got Christian McCaffrey some help at running back. But Breece is going to be that guy, and I want him to be that guy because he's so dynamic.
He is.
He can do it in so many different ways.
So fun to watch.
Number three.
All right, Giant fans, this is where you check in. I think it's Tay Banks. First-round pick from a year ago. He was the number two corner, tried to be number one at points last year when they had Adoree Jackson. Adoree Jackson's gone. If Deontay Banks is not a true number one corner this year, near number two, if they're spending a first-round pick on him, this Giants secondary is the potential to crumble. He's got to be that guy.
I think he will, only because of his attitude. Like, he's cocky. Like, you're making a good list, but I think he's cocky enough.
Oh, I'm not saying these guys won't be. I'm saying they better be.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. I think that's a good one.
Okay.
Especially because they're young everywhere else at corner.
Absolutely. Here we go.
Number two.
Number two for me is Elijah Vera Tucker. Two straight brutal season-ending injuries. See, I don't classify him as injury-prone because those are really wacky injuries. We're not talking about muscle pulls or anything like that. The truth is, though, we saw from Hard Knocks they wanted John Runyon. They ended up having to settle for John Simpson. We think Joe Tippmann is going to emerge as a big-time center, but we don't know. Year number two.
Second year, yeah.
Elijah Vera Tucker has all-pro tendencies at guard if he could stay healthy. They're not going to move him on positions. They've said that now. If he gets hurt again in a third straight year or off 2 years of not playing a lot of football, his play is not what we expected.
Yeah.
That whole interior of the line becomes a question mark.
He goes from being, if he's hurt again, he goes from being maybe the greatest piece of this offensive line to the most disappointing piece of this offensive line.
Yes.
There's some pressure on him to stay healthy.
Think about the swing they could have. If he is not good or not healthy, that offensive line goes, not really good. If he's really good, total swing. All right, Nick, leaves us up to this.
Number one.
It's Evan Neal.
Evan Neal.
I
thought you were going to go the other tackle.
No.
You're just assuming that Andrew Thomas is going to be fine.
Just like Sauce Gardner. Yeah, if I have a guy who's already an all-pro, here's the truth on Evan Neal. We heard the door opened on Hard Knocks that Illuminor maybe is the right tackle or he's the left guard. The Giants have hired a new offensive line coach in Carmen Brasillo. Evan Neal just 2 years ago was a guy that people thought could go first overall. If Carmen Brasillo could somehow coach him up and he becomes an average to above average right tackle this team, knowing they have Andrew Thomas, that allows Illuminor and Runyon to be the guards with John Michael Schmidt as the center. The entire feel of the Giant offense changes if Daniel Jones is not a panicked puppy dog back there because he's getting quality tackle play from both sides. If Evan Neal's a disaster and it leads to him, well, now you're going to play Illuminor right tackle. Yeah, now it's a little less a guard.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the offensive line can't be adequate if Evan Neal's bad, but him taking a step forward and actually being good can literally change the fortunes of the entire Giants season.
The challenge with moving pieces at an offensive line is that you get no continuity or familiarity with what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the plays are mostly the same. Like what you see, what you have in your playbook game 1, 2, 3 through 17 or 18 because of the bye week, it's all the same stuff. It's the sequence of how it's called. And so being able to just pull out the playbook and be like, all right, we need to do this week because of whatever the defensive front we're facing. And for those five guys to like comprehend it and not be like, hey, wait, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm left guard instead of right. Like, what am I doing here? Instead of when you have those questions, it gets real hard to call plays. You know, cause you're now as the offensive coordinator, in this case, it'll be, you know, the head coach and Dave's calling plays. You'd be like, man, do they know what they're doing up there?
And that's a scary,
that's hard.
A quarterback that already may have a mental clock going off in Daniel Jones. I want that. So, I'm not telling you any of these guys I believe will be, especially Evan Neal. I don't have the belief that he'll turn around, but if he did under this new offensive line coach, I really believe he's the single player in New York that's a non-quarterback that has the most change in a team season if he takes a step forward.
I think we'll start hearing about this early.
Yeah.
Because it's what people are going to focus on. It's
within
what,
2 weeks of camp, you might see more.
It's what the beat reporter is going to focus on. It's what, you know.
And he's been hurt a lot, too.
I know. He's been hurt a ton. It's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Is that he hasn't been healthy enough to learn from the mistakes that he's obviously been making.
It's a major issue. But that's a big swing. And that's your Cinco de Five. We'll get you set for training camp. back to football next week, today and every day, 5 o'clock Eastern. Mike in San Antonio. Mike, what's up?
How you doing there? How you doing there, Tiki? I love you, man. Always rooting for you. I've been a diehard football Giant fan for the 1950s.
What's up, dude?
77 years old.
Okay.
And I always liked them football Giants. Since the Lombardi days and the Tom Landry days on up.
Nice.
What's happening? What? Yes. Yes.
What's up? You good? Wait, you got a question?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, what's been happening to the football, John, the last, 10 years?
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same question over and over and over again, Mike. And I feel bad for you down in the Dallas Cowboy area of the world in San Antonio, Texas. It's what we were just talking about. There's been a lack of continuity in the offensive line. Look, they went from years, I want to say 6 or 7 or 8 years of pretty much the same crew. You know, back when I retired through probably the second Super Bowl. So maybe it was more than that. So Sean O'Hara, I think he retired and moved out.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they had continuity for almost 8 years.
I forgot. David Boss was the center on the second one.
And so they had like so much familiarity and so much ease of throwing in new things because they all knew each other.
Yeah.
But and as soon as that regime was gone, or that group of guys up front were gone, and I'm talking about Deal and Snee and Soyberg and Kareem McKenzie. Once they were gone, I can't think of like a group that's been together for more than three years.
No, they've tried a ton of that's the other thing too. I mean, why don't the Giants try to put resources in? They've poured resources in. Whether it was Eric Flowers, I forgot the center's name that went to San Francisco. They drafted him the second round. He didn't work out. Go down the line over Nagan. John Feliciano they signed.
Right.
I mean, they keep pouring resources in. It's failed.
Who was the guy from the Patriots who came?
Nate Solder. Will Beatty for a little bit. He didn't work out. Insert
drafted
random.
Drafted Hernandez.
Yes.
Yes. Will Hernandez. Exactly.
That was in Saquon's draft, right?
Yes.
All right. So
sure.
they haven't had any luck offensive line wise, and it's why it's Tuesday night. Yeah, we're watching Hard Knocks. Like, it's their priority, and it's been their priority. They just haven't gotten it right.
Please, can they get it right? I'm so tired of that. Forget even the phone calls. I'm so tired from a Giants fan point of view. Just on and on and on. Now, Yankee starting lineups, Latigi, are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. And I drank plenty of that the other night at Foo Fighters. That with a little pineapple.
Pineapple Casamigos?
No, it was a little pineapple juice.
Oh, and tequila.
Yeah,
pineapple tequila.
With the Casamigos Blanco.
Okay.
Let me tell you. It was a nice stumble out to the train. Nice time. All right, the Yankees starting lineup. Ben Rice starts the second half of the year leading off at first base. Rice, baby. Juan Soto bats second in right field. Aaron Judge off his feet will DH.
So far, so good.
At third, Alex Verdugo is back in the cleanup hole hoping he gets hot. Dogs, left field. Gleyber Torres, second base, bats fifth. Austin Wells, who's gotten hot of late, will bat sixth and catch. Anthony Volpe slid down to seventh, playing short. Trent Grisham will be the center fielder, batting eighth. And DJ LeMahieu at third, batting ninth, with Garrett Cole on the hill. And remember, Giancarlo Stanton, it looks like, is real close, maybe as early as the Met game. Now,
I still don't love post three. I just don't.
You hold your breath and you hope that the second half could bring it. You don't love post three. It turns out there's a certain New York Met that doesn't either.
What do you mean?
So the rotation has been set, Tiki, coming out of the break, and we will be at Hard Rock Cafe on Tuesday broadcasting live from the Subway Series.
The Subway Series, I got you.
And David Peterson will face Luis Gil on Tuesday night, and Sean Manaea will face Garrett Cole on Wednesday.
Oh, I get it. So Seve's not in the he's not in the mix.
The Mets skipped him that first time. Remember, they stretched things out, so no Seve versus the Yankees.
I wonder if it's clearly intentional. Like one time, it's just kind of let's give you a little extra. Extra time. Now it feels like I think they have a beat on you. We don't want to use you against them.
Because Seve could have conceivably, he pitched well enough in the first half, been the guy to start tonight and then start Wednesday night. He's not. So Luis Severino is at his locker ahead of this game versus the Marlins, and he was asked about not facing the Yankees, and we have the audio.
you have any fun with that after you beat them two over at Citi Field, you know, saying anything to them or anything like that?
No. We have a group chat that we always talk, the guys who have been through the Yankees and stay with the Yankees. And they talk about me when, you know, I beat the Yankees, oh, you're afraid of us. But I say, like, I'm not afraid. You guys, right now, you only have two good hitters, you know. I can walk those two guys and beat them. But now, you know, it's always a friendly competition against, you know, the players that you play with. It's going to be fun. But yeah, hopefully in the future I can play something.
For those who missed it because the music kicked on, they do that once the media comes in, so yeah. You can't understand anything that they say. They turn the music on in the background. But he basically said there's a group chat that they still have. He still has with some of the players.
And some former and current Yankees.
Yeah, former and current Yankees. And they are saying to him, you're not pitching against us because you're scared. Mm-hmm. And he says, you guys only have two good hitters.
Wow. Which, all right. Wow. I have been very pro.
Talk about fires. Shots fired, man.
There's a couple parts of this. I'm going to tell you the part I like about this.
I hope he put like a ha-ha after that or the crying, also, laughing
he's
emoji.
Serious. He's serious because a lot of us have said the same thing, right?
I doubt he was serious. He was probably jokingly serious, but in jest, there is seriousness.
Yeah, there's right? seriousness behind everything. One hand, I like something, okay? I like to know that the players care as much as we do as fans, because sometimes it does feel like, Tiki, in today's modern athlete, that, yeah. And don't get me wrong, some of us are I probably care too much, all right? And Evan probably cares too much. But I like to know, hey, these players have a group chat going on and they are talking smack. That makes me right. feel good, because it's like, okay, you guys
with
care.
With a former teammate who's now an opponent.
Right. I like that part of it.
Right.
You want to poke fun and have they're making fun of you. You're going to make fun of back, so you only have two good hitters. That's fine. But now that this is public, okay, now that you've told the microphones this now goes back into the Yankee locker room. And now something that was very private that seemed funny now is going to get asked to the Yankees. And those Yankee players who maybe aren't in the group chat that he's referencing, because clearly he's only talking about Soto
right,
and Judge.
Right.
There's a couple guys in that lineup that might have been teammates with Severino not going, oh, you think that little of me, huh? I think Luis Severino has poked the bear. I think this is fun. And I think now the Mets are in for a world of hurt next week they face the Yankees.
There actually isn't. Maybe DJ is also. I'm just looking at the lineup.
If DJ has a problem with it, no offense.
Rice was not teammates with Sevy.
Verdugo wasn't.
Soto wasn't even, but forget him for now.
But he's considered this guy who hit.
He's the two guys that hit. Verdugo was not. Torres was. So you have Torres.
Gleyber, Volpe was last year.
Volpe, but he was a rookie.
Still, he was a teammate of him last year. Played a whole summer with him.
I give a half there. Wells was not, because he's his rookie season.
At the end of the year.
Yeah, it's the end of the year, but whatever. He probably caught him sometimes. Grisham was not.
And is he counting Giancarlo Stanton? Because he was his teammate.
Well, Stanton's not there right now.
Well, he's going to be Tuesday when Severino's ducking him.
So when you look at the lineup, it's only like three guys. Look, maybe three. That's counting Volpe.
This is where we do the Met-Yankee thing back and forth, and some people want to run and hide from the fact that we live in a two-team town and want to talk trash or whatever. Guys, I'm sorry, Luis Severino, you stunk at the end of your tenure here to the point we actually felt empathy for you. Get this guy out of the rotation. Help. That's not fair to Luis Severino.
Yeah, I remember advocating for a mental health break for him.
And good for Severino that he's come back and he's pitched well. But how dare you take a shot at Yankees underperforming when that's all you did for the last 2-3 years when you're telling when we were dying for you to perform? You represented the underperforming Yankee, and you have the nerve to take a shot at the Yankee lineup now?
Well, they're taking shots at him.
Yeah, they're having fun. Oh, you're ducking us. Well, I don't play. Then it becomes, no, you have two hitters. I'm not ducking you. Well, why did you not play the first time?
Why can't he have fun with it?
He can have fun with it all he wants, but how about no glass house here, Luis?
You know why it's fun for him? Because he's speaking the truth.
He might be speaking the truth, but the truth underperformed here for the last 2-3 years.
Even about that. I think you're just mad because he's telling you what you know.
Look, he might be telling the truth, but then I again, this is where the Mets lose me a little bit too. Hmm. I understand that they have the best record of baseball since June 1st, okay? The first 2 months of the season counts too. You're a measly 3 games over .500, clinging for dear life to the last wild card spot in the National League.
Yeah.
Can Why we not calm your guy down that you're basically the big red machine here, that you have the nerve as a player to take a shot at the Yankee lineup when they are tied for the second most wins in baseball? Could we have a little bit of self-understanding?
But that wasn't the Mets. That was Louis.
He's on the Mets.
But I don't think he represented the Mets. I think that was just Louis being Louis.
It's Louis being Louis. I see a Mets shirt on. I see that. I see a guy living in a glass house. And you know what, Louis? Fine. I hope we get a Subway Series, World Series, and that you will get smacked around Yankee Stadium like you have the last couple of years. It's on. And I don't want to hear Tuesday. You guys come through to Hard Rock. Please come say hello. Met fans, don't be afraid to come to the Bronx now. Louis telling you when they have two good hitters. Please, all everybody show up.
He's right. Okay. Nothing he said was false.
And was I wrong?
Yes.
How was I wrong? Because he represented the underperforming Yankees.
He's not representing the entire Met franchise right now, well, Sean. The reporters asked him a question, and he answered it truthfully.
And here is the truth. Deep down, the Mets know, and what? The Yankees know.
What? That they're...
What? That they only have two good hitters, the Yankees. They know that. No.
They know that Luis Severino, they cannot pitch against the Yankees because the Yankees will tattoo him, and that will be the end of Luis Severino's confidence for this year because he'll know I've been found.
So the Mets are trying to protect him.
The Mets are trying to protect him. Deep down, they're trying to protect him. Luis Severino earned the right to start game one tonight.
Right. Or they're just being smart.
Well, they're just being smart.
Honestly, it's probably more
Both
that.
Both are true.
I think it's more that. They're just being smart because of the... They know him.
Yeah. And the Yankees would have tattooed him. So, Luis, good for you. I feel good. Have a good year. Your team made you duck the Yankees because ultimately those two good hitters would have smacked you around and the Yankees are going to win. And it ain't going to matter anyway because the Mets bats are going to be so silenced next week by Heel and Cole. Give me baseball back now. I cannot wait. You guys, your blue and orange hats, come through the Bronx.
By the way, two Mets fans here both don't think they're making the playoffs.
I know.
Just for the record, okay?
Sucks.
I am being objective.
That's what sucks. If Lou Gehrig was here, he'd be like,
I am being objective here. Nothing that Luis Severino said was wrong. The Yankees only have two good hitters right now. That
two
is
consistent
it.
Hitters.
Well, hold on. Ben Rice has been a pretty damn good hitter lately.
Yeah.
For two weeks.
For 2 weeks he was.
Come on.
I just don't understand how the Yankees can take a shot at him, but you can't take a shot back. Like, what are you talking about? You want him to sit there and be quiet after the Yankees take a shot at him?
From
a man's standpoint, you got to shoot back. Come on.
I would rather him not tell the press that. I'd rather just shoot back in your group chat.
Well, all right.
Well, he did. Well, but then he told the press that. Luis Severino, he is the Yankee that didn't hit. Like, he is part of the reason the Yankees failed the last couple of years.
This isn't about
you
Severino.
You can't throw a stone. It's something you represented, and you were that guy.
This is about the Yankees' failure to put out a good lineup right now. That's all he's saying.
Because of injuries. Yeah.
Blaming the injury card.
Don't matter. You know what? Yap your gums. Everybody come through, because the Met nonsense ends next week in the Bronx. 888-808-1019. Did Luis Severino wake up the Yankees and poke the bear? It's going to be Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
I thought you said you didn't like the Mets. I thought you said you don't mind the Mets. It sounds like you
hate
the Mets. Hate
the Mets.
I don't hate the Mets. I laugh
sounds
at the
Mets. Like it, though.
No, he's trolling the
do
Mets
you
right
like,
now.
Do you like Seinfeld?
Love it.
I love Seinfeld, too. Do you laugh at Seinfeld?
All the time, when I've seen the episode 35 times.
So generally speaking, things you laugh at, you tend to not hate.
Oh, dear.
We're coming
you're laughing for different reasons.
That is troll.
Man, people love those bobbleheads, T. Tonight's Garrett Cole bobblehead night. The gates have opened 3 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was told lines again. Crazy for these bobbleheads.
It's Garrett Cole.
Yeah, I know. That's a big giveaway. That's a big giveaway. So everybody enjoy your bobbleheads tonight. Hopefully the Yankees start this off. Gave you the lineup a little while ago. Hey, it's you guys on the phones from here on out as we take you up until Yankee pregame. It's 625-888-808-1019. All right, Frank and Troy, you've been hanging on. Frank, what's up? Guess he's not been hanging on. See you later, Frank.
What's up? Not there? Guess not.
See you later, Frank. Gary and East Meadow. Gary, what's up? Poor Frank.
Hey Sean. What's I want to talk to you about Brunson Aaron Judge debate.
Yeah. So Brunson Aaron Judge debate was who's the number one New York athlete right now, which was a list put out by SMY. What's up?
So when Aaron Judge was having his worst part of the season, the Yankees had the best record of baseball. Now he's getting hot, and they have the worst record in baseball. When Jalen Brunson was injured, the Knicks didn't win.
So that's your reason why. Now, do you think the Yankees would ever make an ALCS with an injured Aaron Judge?
I think if Juan Soto and Gerrit Cole was playing well, they would, yes.
I have a tough time thinking that. Maybe. Mm. But that also, now we're punishing Aaron Judge because he has better teammates?
Well, you're saying he's the best player when he's not even the best Yankee.
First of all, are Aaron Judge and Juan Soto both better players in their respective sport than Brunson is in the NBA?
Yes, that's fair.
Okay, well, yes. that ends it. I mean, this is just like the Sauce Gardner being number three. Tiki's right. Now I've had it with the list.
Right. The list becomes so frustrating
because they're so meaningless and so stupid.
Right, because you can't argue it correctly.
Yes.
You end up talking.
Everything is apples and oranges.
Right, it's like, oh, come on, Sean, let's talk about broccoli. You're gonna say, well, no, the banana is the best fruit. I'll be like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm talking broccoli.
Right.
So it's just too hard.
You can love Jalen Brooks. I'm not telling you not to.
And by the way, who can't you if you watch basketball, you appreciate the hell out. You might not love him because he's not on your team, but you appreciate the hell out of what Jalen Brunson does.
In fact, I'll reveal a little something while Evan is off. Evan and I are both Brooklyn Net fans. We have had this conversation off air. Even if he won't admit it, I'll throw him under the bus. The worst part about not being a Knicks fan and the Knicks being good isn't that they're good. It isn't the fans. It's that Jalen Brunson is so damn easy to root for.
Yes.
Okay? And that's what's frustrating because you can't hate the guy.
Right. For a minute, that's what Jalen Hurts was doing in Philly.
Yeah.
He made you like him.
Right.
And it was like, I remember calling my buddy down there and being like, dude, you realize he's making you guys likable.
Right, which is crazy.
I was like, that's sacrilegious for me to even like think of that.
But that being said, for as great as Jalen Brunson's been, and I understand the Knicks' injuries this year. I understand it. But guess what? Philadelphia had a ton of injuries too and all of that. You know, Jalen Brunson, we still haven't gotten to even an Eastern Conference final with him yet. Aaron Judge has at least carried the Yankees here to some ALCSs.
All right.
We might be disappointed about them losing the ALC, but at least he's even climbed that ladder. And again, different sports and everything. Aaron Judge is also now the American League all-time single-season leader in home runs. I mean, has Brunson broken big-time records like that? It's not a slight on Jalen Brunson, but let's just calm down.
Sean, I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
All right, you see this picture? What is that picture of?
That's me and you, and that's a lot of alcohol underneath.
Right. You know who sent me this?
Who?
My 10-year-old, Brooklyn.
So she's at a bar, your 10-year-old, watching Daddy on TV?
I don't know. I saw it. I was like, oh, that's cool. She's watching me on TV.
And where
then I
she?
Looked at where this is.
Isn't that sad? Now, we love doing our job here. It is 5:36 Eastern on a Friday.
Exactly. And Brooklyn's sending me pictures of a TV over a bar.
We would rather be the 10-year-old at the bar right now.
No doubt about it.
Well, good for her.
Thank you, Brooklyn.
Yeah, and thank you to all the bars out there that have us on SNY on mute and just watch our two bold glistening heads,
That's right. And call us because the line is right up there at the top. 888-808-1019.
All right, Josh and Selden. Josh, what's up?
Hey, Sean. Man, you can't be serious with this Chuck E. Cheese steak, man.
I'm as serious as
could be. That would be like saying the Long Island Ducks are better than the New York Yankees and the New York Mets.
That's not true.
You can't. Yes, there's culinary levels to this. You can't
culinary levels.
I like the way you put that.
There is. You can't.
Now,
Josh,
couple things.
Your regular slice?
Josh, couple things to check off here. You're aware that Chuck E. Cheese is not frozen pizza thrown in an oven there, right? That they actually toss the duck?
Yes, I'm sure, but it can't be compared to like Joe's right down in the village.
Dude, we're in the village, and this is what made the take come up. I had Joe's 2 weeks ago, the same week I had Chuck E. Cheese. I was like, honestly, this isn't even crazy anymore. Chuck E. Cheese has passed it.
Mm.
My son's birthday party was at the West Islip one last year.
Yeah, that's
my
one.
Domino's. It's theme park pizza, man.
No, it's not, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Maybe that goes great.
When did it change, Sean? Appreciate your call, Josh.
Thank you for the call. I've only been going for the last year.
So maybe when he...
But I thought it changed during the pandemic. That's what I was told.
Maybe they just kept tweaking it.
Or maybe people go in there with a negative connotation and they don't want to like it to begin with, so they half eat a slice and they're annoyed because kids are running around and boogers are flying out of noses and this, that, and the other thing. And then you don't stop to actually take a breath and eat the pizza.
Yeah, you're turned off by the atmosphere that you don't even think about.
Yeah, and
like
don't
what you're actually tasting.
And what I didn't like about that call, he brought up the exact one. I go to the West Islip one. No. You're not going to fault that. I Bernadette back in the kitchen does a great job.
You know the chef? Is that really her name?
No, I just made that up. 808-1019.
Man, you go there way too often.
Dino in South Plainfield. Dino, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're good.
Sean, man, you're the typical Yankee fan is why I despise the Yankees.
Because I'm a good-hearted guy that understands winning?
Yeah. Listen, I want to ask you something. Who's pitching for the Yankees when they play the Mets again?
Oh, we've been over this several times. Red hot, Luis Hill and Gerrit Cole ready to shut down the Mets after what they did last time.
Didn't they get smacked around? So you're talking about who's going to get smacked around, but I think the Mets are going to smack them around
Dino.
Again.
Dino, you sound like such a typical Met fan right now that just thinks they're going to smack around the Yankees.
You're a typical Yankee fan.
No, you're a typical Met fan.
Can we get more childish?
So we're winning.
Go back.
We're
winning.
And you get mad that we're winning. Are you going to start talking about 27 championships?
I'm rubber and you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. Jared and Syosset. Jared, what's up?
That's like you and Loogie.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Jared?
What's up, Jared?
So I'm a Mets fan. I'll say that. But the question that I have goes with the guy that you just talked to.
Okay.
The Mets beat up on Gerrit Cole every time they face him. And that's not taking away anything from him because he's a great pitcher. But at what point does a Yankees fan get concerned about Gerrit Cole's future? Because he has not been great.
Well, I mean, he looked good the last start he was out.
Yeah, I think it's hard unless we look at the details of what happened in that first Subway Series game that he pitched at. Because we were there, we were sitting right behind the plate.
But do you remember any of the backstory of it? Because I have it.
What do you mean?
So he went to start, he had a couple bad pitches off, and then he knew, because it was only his second start back, that if he was going to crank it up and start blowing away the hitters when the first couple guys got on, he wasn't going to last. So he took back his miles per hour and started giving up home runs.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. But he pulled back on his miles per hour, and instead of pitching at Vientos, he just throws him a 92-mile-an-hour fastball thinking, young kid, he's not going to touch me. He's going to be intimidated by me. And Vientos, who we've seen mature before our eyes, to be honest with you, this season, just crushed it. And so he...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like, he got caught.
Yeah.
He got caught trying to be a vet against a young kid. And Vientos started a tidal wave that obviously, you know, the Mets took advantage of.
So, yeah.
I mean, you have to think about, and by the way, that was like his second start back.
Well, that's why
his second start back. He was still trying to figure himself back into this season.
He's back innings-wise and all of that, and as that last start with Baltimore shown,
yes.
That's why I have more confidence next week. And I'm sure we're going to talk more about this next week on Evan Tiki as that start comes up. And tonight's obviously a big one for Gerrit Cole. You want to get the second half started off well versus Tampa. 6:25 pregame coming up on the Fan. Look, either way, if the Mets do rough up Heel and Cole or one of them, you have to tip your cap. But I feel very confident a second time around that those guys are going to find themselves. And Luis Heel, too, has felt like a different pitcher those last couple starts. Paul in Rockaway. Paul, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. What's up, dude?
First-time caller, so...
Oh, I love that. So appreciate
please
you.
Excuse me.
Thank you, man. It's all good, 66 Paul.
66-year-old man. So, listen, first of all, Sean, you and Tommy are going to be great together down the road. You're going to have your own show, hopefully together. You're amazing.
Nice.
Hopefully Kiki, together.
Kiki, love you a long time, bro.
Thank you, bro.
That would be hysterical. That's my comedy. But, TK, I also have to take a second to thank you. About 2001, 2002, my son was a little Pee Wee football player who adored you.
Okay.
And I always told him, live your life like Tiki, role model, blah, blah, blah. He got hit by a car.
Oh, sorry to hear
and,
that, man.
And somehow, as the story goes, no, he just got a head injury. He ended up playing 2 weeks later, psycho.
Oh, wow. Wow.
As the story goes, a friend of mine from the neighborhood, from Rockaway, is a CPA, and did business something, had interaction with you. You heard about it. Anyway, long story short, I got a Tiki Barber NFL jersey autographed by Tiki Barber. And the football that you sent with it, and I never got a chance to thank you.
Oh well, you're welcome, man. It's my pleasure.
I mean, it's still our prized possession in the home.
Thank
Seriously,
you, man.
We love you, man.
That's cool. I appreciate that.
But Teague, I got a question for you. I'm listening to the fan every day since you started, and I constantly argue with you guys. You just can't hear me because I'm yelling at the radio. yeah. I thought I'd call in this time. Give it a try.
I love it.
But. Why do supposed Giants fans been on Daniel Jones since the day he got drafted?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the size, got the stature, got the arm, got the intelligence. And as everybody says, he's the hardest worker. He's in the building every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, if we put my son put stats together. He's still heavily into football. He should be a coach of mine. I played college, and now he's done. He's 33 years old. But he was going off with some numbers together. They have hits, sacks and hurries, right?
Yep.
Quarterback? Okay. Tell me, I think he said something about last year before he got hurt, he was getting sacked something like six times a game.
Six times a game,
on average.
He played five games, he got sacked 30 times.
Yeah. Okay, so put that with the hits and the hurries, and tell me, Joe Namath, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Montana,
I mean,
Paul,
you're nailing it, and it's just the conversation that Evan and I, but Evan and I have been having, right. But now Sean and I had back when he did his Cinco to Five-O. If you missed it, just rewind about 44 minutes. It was two tackles for both of these teams, right? For the Jets, it was Tyron Smith, and for the Giants, which was number one on Sean's list, it was Evan Neal at right tackle. Now I know it's not his blind side, but we assume Andrew Thomas is going to be fine. If Evan Neal is also really good and they've upgraded in their guards and their center as a young kid, hopefully evolves, maybe those issues don't keep arising for Daniel Jones.
I'll do you one better. Forget really good.
Hit by
just
Van
good.
Ginkle, blindsided and snaps his neck in half or whatever, gives him a stinger or whatever it was that ultimately his neck injury was. Like, he needs to be protected, and if he's not, you can count on him getting hurt.
Yeah.
Now, to answer your first question, why are people non-excited about him? I think a lot of that comes from pedigree because he went to Duke. First of all, nobody knew him coming into college.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to Duke, and he's good there, but it's Duke.
It's no team success.
It's not Clemson. It's not Florida State. It's not, you know, show me the pedigree of the path he took.
Right.
And that's why he's going to be good.
Had a ton of Duke receivers dropping passes on him left and right.
100%. I went back and watched some of his Duke tape. If it wasn't for him, like literally running and throwing, they don't win.
Right.
Period. And so he had the talent. I think you got to give Dave Gettleman some credit for recognizing that. But he kind of got failed. Like these last few years, because of the offensive line inconsistency, he's been failed. Now, is it his responsibility to take care of his body and be healthy and be available? 100%. That is on him. But it's not all his fault.
I think we've gone so far in a teetering direction with Daniel Jones where we've lost sight of reality, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just wants to throw out the blanket and say, Daniel Jones stinks, the Giants will never win with him, blah, 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 blah. Just because you're tired of acknowledging the offensive line because it's been a problem for so long doesn't mean it's not a reality.
Yes.
It absolutely has been a reality. And you're right. Some of Daniel Jones' problems, I have a big concern about last year. I don't know if his mental clock is forever thrown off because he has to trust the offensive line, and that would be something the O-line
did
to him.
Right.
But,
or the ability to push the ball downfield.
Right.
Even if it's covered, I mean, you'd hear this from some of the great wide receivers. Matt Ryan told me this all last year. Julio Jones would be covered who was the tight end? I'm forgetting his name now. That he played with early. Hall of Famer.
Tony Gonzalez
would be covered, and he'd say, throw it to me.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm covered, I'm open. Right? But if I'm double covered, maybe think about
it. But Daniel Jones hasn't also had those weapons yet to do that, which he could have with Malik Nabers.
Good point.
Which brings me to this last point. Tommy Lugauer put out a quote that WFAN has run with that said he believes Malik Nabers has a chance or will be go down as the Giants' best receiver of all time.
Loogie!
Hottish take, but you know what? When you take a guy sixth overall, highest the receiver's been taken, why not have that expectation?
Right. I mean, the previous highest one was Ike, right?
Or did Ike go higher than Odell?
Odell was like
13.
15 or 16.
And Ike was 9?
Ike was 7.
7. Oh, okay. So you're right. It is the highest it's Ike. So with that, the number one response to that I kept seeing over and over again, this has been a thought is, well, who's going to throw him the football? And first of all, we don't know who Malik Nabers' quarterback is going to be his whole career. Maybe it's Daniel Jones. Maybe they move on or they take somebody. But we have gone so crazy negative on Daniel Jones. If your response is who's going to throw him a football, guys, I know this is crazy. They did make it the playoffs and win a playoff game with Daniel Jones 2 years ago.
And as a rookie, he earned a nickname. It didn't come with him from Duke.
It was because he was throwing seeds.
Danny Dimes. That came from his NFL production. Right. It didn't come from college.
So just because he may not be a top 5, top 10 quarterback, just because he may not have hit the expectations, let's not go the other way ahead of the season where we act like they just have nothing at the quarterback. Like, Daniel Jones could play football in this league if he's healthy.
He can.
I mean, give me a break.
I can. Now to Tommy's point, he's got a long way to go to catch my boy Amon.
I know. Well,
he's got a long way.
Well, when you're the future of FAN, you got to come up with something.
Maybe he'll be dynamic like Odell. At least we hope he is.
Oh, please.
Didn't Danny Dimes also come out in his first game? Didn't he replace Eli, come back and win against Tampa in Tampa?
He didn't replace him in the game. They started him.
They had a comeback win.
Big throw to Engram. Then he had the big run at the end.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. And that's where they started calling him Danny Dimes.
That's right.
Pretty much right after that.
Yeah, because he was clutch.
Right.
It mattered.
Yeah. Right.
So I forget what I was saying.
About Tommy's point about the number one receiver.
Oh, Tommy about the number one receiver. First of all, if he's dynamic like Odell, we'll believe that that's a possibility. But Amani was as clutch of a wide receiver as I've ever played with. And he wasn't flashy for whatever reason. He never made a Pro Bowl. Which is nuts. But Amani was, you could count on him.
Yep.
Every single moment you could count. He was going to make the tough catch. He's going to make the contested catch. He was big. He was strong. I loved to him. So he's got to be flashy. And then he's got to do it for a long time to catch Toom.
Toomer basically spanned two generations of Giants, too. Your generation and then the Eli Super Bowl generations.
Right.
And you know what else Amani Toomer was?
What's that?
Well-dressed. Well-dressed
Two
Amani.
Other names that pop up for the top Giants wide receivers. Victor Cruz, obviously.
Very short-lived,
though. He didn't do it long enough.
And
I agree. He's popular. He's probably the most popular wide receiver.
Yeah, but so short-lived.
Plaxico?
Very short-lived as well.
And then Plex, maybe.
Plaxico has and those two guys, those last two, Plex and Hakeem, they have the Super Bowl, glory. So that's that, they'll always be remembered. You'll never, forget those guys' names ever. So they're etched in Giants history.
They're tied to a Super Bowl team.
And they also
But Toombs did it for a long time.
Yeah.
A really long time.
And they
Toomer was on both Denver comeback teams.
Yes.
They had a top quarterback throwing them the ball. And to the point you guys were discussing earlier, we don't know what Daniel Jones is at this
Toombs
point.
Had Danny Cannell.
When we beat the undefeated Denver Broncos on Amani Toomer's last second catch in the back right corner of old Giants Stadium, do you know who that quarterback was?
I know.
Sean knows. I don't.
Kent Graham.
That's right, baby.
Kent Graham. I love Kent. Awesome dude. But
right, it's Kent Graham.
Yes. So Toomer played with those other quarterbacks.
Yes.
So again, who's throwing Malik Nabers the ball? Kent Graham made him Amani Toomer, or Amani Toomer made Kent Graham. Either way, the point is 888-808-1019. Howie and Colmac.
What's up, Howie?
This is how we do it.
Howie, I heard the phone. I know you're there. What's up, Howie?
Oh, man, what a terrible letdown after the pun I made.
I know.
This is how we do
it. Is there a better Friday song than that, by the way?
No, it's best.
Oh, this is how we do it. It's Barry at Edgewater.
What's up,
Barry? What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, dude? We're good.
Okay, Tiki, I've been a Giant fan my whole life.
I'm a lot older than you. I go, my first Giants game was at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, wow. Wow.
My dad took me with a bunch of friends, and that was my game.
I love long-time consistency as a Giant fan.
Unbelievable. I used to go, I'll tell you one quick story. We used to rent, at 16 years old, 17, we had to go up to Connecticut because the games were blacked out.
Oh, wow.
So we had to go drive to Connecticut to rent a hotel room to watch the game drive back to Brooklyn.
Why didn't you just go to a bar? Were you too young?
It was blacked out. You guys don't remember.
Oh,
If it wasn't sold out.
The old blackout rules.
Oh, that's right. So you couldn't get it anywhere in New York.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Exactly, what a crazy time to live in with Giant football.
All right.
Insane. But listen, so I've been a Giant fan my whole life. Now, if you remember how bad they were back in the 70s with the Joe Pisarcik.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Larry Zonka.
Right. The league stepped in and removed, well, they didn't remove Wellington Mara, but they moved him over and brought in George Young.
That's right.
And that's when the Giants started to become successful.
Right.
In my estimation, John Mara is a very nice man. He's got a lovely family. I wish him all the best. He's the one that wrecked this team. And he is still, if you saw Hart the other night, well, this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
But if you saw Hard Knocks the other night and you saw him walk in the room and he's crying about Saquon, I mean, come on.
No, I mean, I don't think he's crying about him. I think he's looking at it from a business owner's standpoint. When you move on from your most popular player, it's going to affect you marketing wise. Now, they did a good job in the draft, obviously. This was subsequent to what we've seen in drafting a star. And the league neighbors, who has a personality, who's going to be dynamic. And then you bring in Brian Burns, Spider-Man, who is also dynamic, Kayvon Thibodeau. So, like, that marketing void will ultimately get replaced. But I've known John for a really long time. People might not like his I don't know, demeanor. But let me tell you, he's loyal to a fault. And if there's one thing that I will criticize him on, it was going back to what he knows with Dave.
Yeah.
Because when he went back to Dave, and we all kind of thought, I remember Dave when he was there, because he left while I was there and went and became general manager. I forgot where he was at
Carolina.
No, was that where he went first?
I'm
forgetting now, but he ultimately ended up in Carolina. But then he comes back, and it was like, let's restore what we had. And so I'll fault him for bringing in someone who wasn't forward with the times. Because general managing was changing in that moment. Right, it was.
Yeah,
it
went Giants, Panthers, Giants.
So. Right, it was evolving to something different, which we now see. And he wasn't there. He was still, let's draft a running back. And this is not a knock on Saquon. It's just, let's draft a running back.
It was a guy that John Mara trusted ultimately, but it was the wrong mindset for that time of football.
That's exactly right. And so, I mean, is it his fault? Sure. Am I faulting him? No, it's just, he needed to evolve, and he has.
And ultimately, as we've seen on Hard Knocks, while I totally understand a Giant fan that watches those conversations and goes, oh my God, I feel like Mara is hanging over his neck, because it does feel like that. Ultimately, what is the end result? Was Saquon Barkley re-signed by the Giants?
No.
Was he given a boatload of money?
No.
Did Joe Shane make the trade for Brian Burns that he wanted to make, that he was talking about with his boy?
Yes.
So ultimately, as much as John Mara might have a say because he's the owner, he's letting Joe Shane do the job is asking him to do.
Right. You need the voices, even if they don't necessarily agree with what you think is the right direction, but you still got to let the guy you hired do the job.
Yep. Thank you to SNY. Stay tuned for Baseball Night New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac, coming up next on SNY as baseball season resumes. Before we break, Mike in North Plainfield. Mike, what's up?
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I just want to go back to the pizza thing for a minute. You guys made me feel old before. Somebody mentioned Danino's. I'm almost 80 years old.
Oh, wow.
New York didn't change their drinking age to 21 until 1985. So from the late 60s to the early 70s, we used to pile in a car every Friday, Saturday night and head over the Gotham Bridge, and our stop was Danino's.
Wow.
Nice.
For their beer and their pizza. And I just, you brought back some memories there. You also made me feel old as hell.
Well, Mike, at 80, though, would you be open to trying Chuck E. Cheese now, driving over the Gothels for it?
Hell no. Yeah, I'm not that brave. I just found out tonight there's two Daninos down, sort of down the Jersey Shore, down in Aberdeen and Brick. So Oh, wow. I'm going to go any place. If I'm going to go any place, I'll go there.
Well, Mike, thanks for the call. Enjoy your Daninos. I can't believe an 80-year-old just dropped a hell no on. That is unbelievable.
Well, you know who the cool guy was to hang out with.
Exactly. That was him. You wanted to be Mike's car over the Gospels at the Daninos on a Friday night. All right, we'll come back. We'll take your calls, get you set up. Rays and Yankees, Mets and Marlins, second half of the season, ready to start. End your calls, 888-808-1019. It's Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.